Drug dependencies are getting healthier one meal at a time. For years, the hospital has offered cooking classes for patients with medical conditions, such as heart disease. It also runs a food store for poor patients who receive fresh food as part of their treatments. The newest class is Cooking for Recovery. It is connected to the spreading belief that many forms of treatment are needed to recover from drug and alcohol dependency, also called addiction. Michael Botticelli is the head of the medical center's Graykin Center for Addiction and former director of the government's Office of National Drug Control Policy. He says recovery is not just about stopping the use of alcohol and drugs. It's about how do we return people to a sense of wellness and a sense of well-being. On a recent Thursday, cook Tracy Berg taught patients how to make a meal of chicken and vegetables. Mood enhancers, vegetables and whole grains, set on the side on one side of the table. Mood depressors, foods with a lot of sugar, set on the other side. Good healthy eating is often forgotten during recovery, Berg said, and many addicts desire sugary foods that affect the same area of the brain as drugs, she said. This can lead to rising and falling blood sugar levels, depression, and possible return to drug use. Berg said, many addicts have serious stomach problems because much of the organs' healthy bacteria have been destroyed. She teaches that eating fiber can improve bacteria health. Felicia Young has been in recovery for about a year and a half. She heard about the cooking class from her doctor. She knows how to cook a little, but wanted more information. She added that she likes the activity that takes place in the class. Young said the hospital's addiction treatment program has helped her return to normal life. But, she said, she had not considered how healthy eating could affect her until she attended the class. I didn't even know that it could be part of recovery, she said. Some other addiction treatment centers have experts that run healthy eating programs for patients. But officials at Boston Medical Center said they did not know of any that include cooking classes. That may change. New Hampshire's Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center has taken note of the cooking classes. Its addiction treatment program for pregnant women and mothers includes a food store. Patients can take home fresh fruits and vegetables after recovery group meetings. Upper Valley Haven runs the store. The nonprofit organization in Vermont offers food, housing, and other support to poor people. Organization officials there visited the Boston Medical Center kitchen and food store seeking new ideas. Daisy Goodman works at Dartmouth Hitchcock. She said patients often show up at the recovery program with very sugary foods or drinks. They're not eating a lot of nutritious food. She also said the women often arrive hungry and will eat the fruits and vegetables that are available. Dartmouth Hitchcock is working with patients to write a cookbook of healthy recipes, Goodman said. I'm Susan Shand.